You know what nobody talks about when we debate the future of flight? The screens. Everybody argues about batteries versus hydrogen, tilt rotors versus lift plus cruise, 5 passengers versus 50. But behind every single one of those next generation aircraft, somebody has to build the flight deck. Somebody has to figure out what the pilot or the remote operator or the autonomous system is actually looking at. And right now, one company thinks it has cracked that problem wide open. I'm Vector. This is Cleared Direct on Radio Hangar, and today we are pulling apart the Honeywell Anthem Avionics Suite. Because if this thing works the way Honeywell says it will, it might be the last flight deck architecture anyone needs to design for a very long time. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones in your flying life. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI, the whole journey beautifully made and built to last. Check them out at AviationSoul.com. All right, let's break this down. If you fly general aviation today, you know the avionics landscape. You've got Garmin dominating the certified side with the G1000 and G3000 series. You've got Collins on the business jet and airline side. You've got Honeywell's own Primus Epic and the Big Iron. These are all excellent systems. They are also fundamentally purpose-built for specific aircraft categories. The G1000 was designed for piston singles and light twins. Primus Epic was designed for large cabin business jets. You cannot take a Primus Epic and drop it into an air taxi any more than you can take a G1000 and run a Gulfstream with it. And that has been fine. For 70 years of jet aviation, that model worked. You designed the airplane, you picked the avionics that matched, and you certified the whole package together. But here's the problem. We are entering an era where the variety of aircraft types is exploding. Electric vertical takeoff and landing vehicles. Hybrid regional airliners, autonomous cargo drones, supersonic business jets, urban air taxis with 6 rotors and a wing. Every single one of those aircraft needs a flight deck, and every single one of them has different requirements. Honeywell looked at that landscape and asked a question that sounds simple, but is actually radical. What if we built one avionics architecture that could scale across all of them? That is Anthem. Announced in 2021, Anthem is not a single box you bolt into the panel. It is a software-defined avionics platform. Think of it less like a traditional flight management system and more like, well, like what your smartphone operating system is to apps. The hardware is modular. You pick the screens you need, the number of displays, the processing units, but the software layer is common across every installation. Whether you're flying a 4-seat eVTOL or a 12-passenger hybrid regional, the underlying operating system is the same. Now, I can hear some of you already thinking, that sounds like marketing speak. And I get it. Aviation is full of companies promising revolutionary platforms that end up being incremental improvements wrapped in a press release. So let me tell you what is actually different here. First, the architecture. Traditional avionics are federated. That means each function, your flight management, your engine monitoring, your navigation, your autopilot, runs on its own dedicated computer. They talk to each other over data buses, but they are fundamentally separate boxes doing separate jobs. Anthem uses what Honeywell calls an integrated modular avionics architecture. The computing power is centralized. Functions run as software applications on shared processing hardware. If that sounds familiar, it is exactly the direction the airline world has been heading with systems like the Airbus A350's avionics. But Honeywell is bringing that philosophy down to much smaller aircraft. Why does this matter to you as a pilot? Because it changes what the flight deck can do and how quickly it can evolve. In a federated system, if Honeywell wants to add a new feature, say a better terrain awareness algorithm or a new approach type, they often have to update specific hardware. That means a supplemental type certificate. That means downtime. That means expense. In a software-defined system, many updates can be pushed to the aircraft the way your phone gets an update overnight. Honeywell has been explicit about this. Anthem is designed for over-the-air software updates. Now, before you get nervous about your flight deck downloading a patch at flight level 250, let me be clear. These updates still go through certification. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, is not going to let Honeywell push uncertified code to a flying aircraft. But the certification pathway for software updates is significantly faster than for hardware changes. We are talking months instead of years in many cases. The second major difference is connectivity. Anthem was designed from the ground up to be cloud connected, and I do not mean it has a Wi-Fi antenna bolted on as an afterthought. The entire data architecture assumes persistent connectivity. What does that buy you? Real-time weather that is not 20 minutes old, maintenance data streaming to the operator while the aircraft is still in the air. Flight planning that updates dynamically based on current conditions. And here is one that I think is genuinely exciting for operators. Predictive maintenance algorithms that learn from the entire fleet, not just your individual aircraft. Imagine you are operating a fleet of 20 air taxis in a metro area. One of them starts showing a subtle vibration signature in a lift motor. In a traditional system, you might not catch that until the next scheduled inspection. With Anthem's connected architecture, that data streams back in real time, gets compared against the fleet baseline, and flags the anomaly before it becomes a maintenance event. That is not science fiction. That is the explicit design intent. The third piece, and this is where it gets really interesting for the advanced air mobility world, is scalability. Anthem is designed to support varying levels of autonomy. At one end, you have a conventional two-pilot flight deck with full manual control. At the other end, you have a fully autonomous vehicle with no pilot on board and a remote operator monitoring from the ground. And everywhere in between, single-pilot operations, simplified vehicle operations where the pilot manages the mission, but the system flies the aircraft. Honeywell has said publicly that Anthem can support all of these configurations from the same core platform. This is a big deal because the certification challenge for new aircraft types is enormous. An avionics certification is one of the longest poles in the tent. If an eVTOL manufacturer can come to the FAA with an avionics suite that already has a certification pedigree, that already has a safety record, that already has an approved architecture, the path to getting their aircraft certified gets meaningfully shorter. And this is not theoretical. Anthem has already been selected by multiple aircraft programs. Lilium chose Anthem for their electric jet. Vertical Aerospace selected it for the VX-4. Pipistrel, now part of Textron Aviation, is working with Honeywell on Anthem integration. Bristow, the helicopter operator, has been involved in defining requirements for air taxi operations. These are not concept studies. These are active aircraft development programs with real certification timelines. Here's what most people miss about avionics development, though. The hardware and software are only half the story. The other half is the human interface. And this is where I want to spend some time, because Honeywell has made some genuinely interesting choices. The Anthem displays use what Honeywell calls a compact, clean interface philosophy. Instead of the traditional primary flight display and multifunction display layout that we have all been trained on since glass cockpits arrived in the 1980s, Anthem uses a more integrated presentation. Flight data, navigation, engine parameters, and system status can be combined or separated dynamically based on the phase of flight and the pilot's needs. Think about how your phone adjusts its interface when you plug in headphones or connect to your car. Anthem does something conceptually similar during takeoff. It prioritizes flight performance data. During cruise, it can shift emphasis to navigation and weather. During approach, it pulls the relevant procedure information forward automatically. The pilot can always override this and configure the displays manually, but the system's default behavior adapts to context. They have also integrated touchscreen controls, which I know makes some pilots twitch. And honestly, the turbulence argument against touchscreens is legitimate. Try hitting a precise spot on a screen in moderate chop. But Honeywell has addressed this with a combination of touch and physical controls. The critical functions, the ones you need in an emergency, still have dedicated buttons and knobs. Touch is used for the less time-critical configuration and planning tasks. It is a pragmatic compromise, and from the demonstrations I have seen, it works. Now, let me give you the honest caveats, because this is clear, direct, and we do not do hype without reality checks. First, Anthem is still early in its certification journey. Honeywell has been flying test articles and has significant bench time on the system, but as of right now, no Anthem-equipped aircraft has received full-type certification. The eVTOL programs it is tied to are themselves still working through certification. Lilium's timeline has shifted multiple times. Vertical Aerospace has adjusted its schedule. These delays are not necessarily Anthem's fault, but they mean we do not yet have real-world operational data on the system. Second, the over-the-air update promise is genuinely innovative, but it raises questions the industry has not fully answered. What happens when an update introduces an unexpected interaction with another system? In the app world, you get a bug and you restart your phone. In aviation, the consequences of a software interaction are measured in lives. The FAA's certification framework for continuous software updates is still evolving. Honeywell is working closely with the agency on this, but the regulatory pathway is not yet fully defined. Third, and this is the big picture concern, Honeywell is asking the market to trust a single avionics ecosystem across a wide variety of aircraft types. The advantage of the old federated approach is redundancy of design philosophy. If your flight management computer has a systematic software error, your engine monitoring system is completely independent because it was designed by a different team on different hardware. When you consolidate onto a common platform, you gain efficiency, but you potentially introduce common mode failure risks. Honeywell knows this. They have multiple layers of dissimilar redundancy built into Anthem. But it is a fundamental architectural trade-off that certification authorities are going to scrutinize very carefully. The data tells an interesting story about where the avionics market is heading. Honeywell is not the only one thinking this way. Collins Aerospace has its Paragon system aimed at a similar market. Garmin is pushing into autonomy-capable avionics. Thales has its FlightX platform. We are watching the avionics industry go through the same kind of platform consolidation that the computing industry went through 20 years ago. The question is not whether software-defined, cloud-connected avionics will become the standard. The question is which platform wins and how long the transition takes. For those of us flying certified piston aircraft and light turbines today, Anthem is not going to show up in your panel next year. This is aimed squarely at new aircraft types and the advanced air mobility market. But the technology decisions being made right now will trickle down. The touchscreen interfaces, the software update models, the adaptive displays, give it a decade, and the avionics in your Bonanza or your King Air will look a lot more like Anthem than like what you are flying behind today. And that is actually the most important thing about Anthem. It is not just an avionics box, it is a bet on how the relationship between pilots and their aircraft is going to change. More connected, more adaptive, more software, less hardware. Whether that bet pays off depends on execution, on certification, and on whether the aircraft programs it is tied to actually make it to market. But the engineering is sound. The architecture is forward-thinking. And Honeywell is putting serious resources behind it. Most of what I covered today comes from Honeywell's published technical documentation and their presentations at NBAA and the Farnborough Airshow, with additional context from Aviation Week's reporting on the advanced air mobility avionics market. More at RadioHangar.com. I'm Vector. Go build something that flies.